The Canadian Medical Association lashed out against a government bill that would let employers require a doctor's note whenever a worker wants to take a sick day. The CBC's Catherine Cullen looks at who's fighting that change and who welcomes it.
The pain in the neck to have to do it.
Dr. Iris Gorfinkel doesn't like sick notes or the proposed law that means she could be writing more of them.
What that will do is increase the number of patients I have to see in a day to provide those work notes. And then on top of it, those patients may be exposed to diseases in my office while waiting for a note.
About a year ago, when Ontario's Liberals passed a law that would hike the minimum wage, they included a provision that entitles everyone to 10 personal leave days, including 2 paid sick days, and said employers can't ask for a doctor's note. The Ford government is reversing the Liberals' plans.
It's a job killer.
With a pro-business law that would eliminate paid sick days and allow employers to ask for doctor's notes if they think it's warranted.
Sick notes? I shake my head.
Today, a national doctors group has come out against the move.
I think the reinstatement of sick notes puts an unnecessary burden on people who are already sick. And I think it really raises the risk of spreading colds and flus.
But some employers groups called for these changes, saying the sick days were being abused. In a letter to the Ford government, the Retail Council of Canada said, "Our members are seeing significant evidence that the 2 paid personal emergency leave days are being widely treated as floater days off, i.e. de facto vacation days." This labor lawyer applauds giving employers the option of asking for a note.
People who deserve the benefit of the doubt invariably get the benefit of the doubt because employers don't want to be paying for sick notes. Employers don't want to be aggravating their employees.
Ontario's Economic Development Minister didn't have any specific response to the Medical Association's concerns, but a spokesperson reiterated that sick notes are a workforce and attendance management tool. The final vote to turn this plan into law could come next week.